800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. And we're going to play a round of It's Time Now for True Talent or a Towering Pantload. All you have to do is call 1-800-449-8686 to get in on True Talent or a Towering Pantload. Find out whether you are truly culturally plugged in or just watching too much Jay Leno. Give us a call and... give us a call at 1-800-449-8686. We give you a name, and you tell us whether they're a true talent or whether they're a towering pantload. And we will match your answer against our panel of judges, and whether you're right or wrong will be determined by either the sound for right or for wrong. And if you're right, you continue on answering questions. If you're wrong, you have to bug off and never darken our sheets again, okay? So the number is 1-800-449-8686, True Talent or Towering Pantload. You mention, we'll mention a name. You tell us whether that indeed is a true talent or a pantload. And we have a lot of people on our list this week, as we do on every edition of this game, that kind of inspire passion in people. And that's the whole thing. That's the thing about a game like this. You got to get the name of somebody who is just right on the edge of either busting through or, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't. Or they're maybe just on the edge of not. Okay, we got one guy. So I'll just go to the one guy while you're screening these calls, Mike. Tom?
Hi, Phil.
How are you?
All right, great.
Ready to go, buddy?
I'll try it.
Demi Moore, true talent or a towering pantload?
Her body or her acting ability?
Demi Moore, true talent, or a towering pantload?
Towering pantload.
She is a true talent. You lose.
Her body is.
Her body's a pantload? How about that fag? I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. 1-800-449-8686. Sean, how you doing?
Just fine, thanks.
All right, Sean, you ready to go?
Sure, why not?
Keanu Reeves, true talent, or a towering pantload?
Towering pantload.
He's a talent. Bye. I got to come up with those quick little Ann Robinson shutdown lines, you know, other than goodbye. Here is talk to Tony. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Okay.
Johnny Depp, a true talent or a pantload?
Oh, talent.
You're absolutely right. Number two, Billie Jean King, true talent or a pantload?
Oh, talent.
No, she's devolved into a pantload.
No.
But you got one right.
She was
a talent, but she's like now it's all wrong there.
Oh.
It's all wrong there, buddy. Okay. Billie Jean King. You got a score sheet? Oh, good man. So what do you mean, right or wrong?
If they get them right or wrong, how many they agree.
Oh, okay. Well, the last guy at least got one right.
Yes.
So that's a beautiful thing. Let's go to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Phil.
Good, man. All right. Eminem, true talent or a pantload?
Pantload.
You call him a pantload?
Yes, sir.
No, Eminem's a talent.
Oh!
At least according to our panel of judges, I might agree with you were we just sitting around having a beer, but you know how it is.
Okay,
thanks,
buddy.
Brother. It's good to hang up on you. All right, let's go over here to Gabriel. Gabriel, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Here we go, brother. Kid Rock, true talent or a pantload?
A pantload.
No, he's talented, too.
Oh,
not as much as since the midget died, but which is kind of, wasn't that a line from Aerosmith's song? The rabbit done died. I'm sorry. Craig thought it was the midget had done died. Now, let's go over here to Tom. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Doing just fine.
Good, Bill. All right, so Larry King, true talent or a pantload?
Oh, that guy's a heaping pantload.
Yes, he is a belt-busting pantload for so long. You got one right there, Tom, so let's go for number two. Joan Cusack, true talent or a pantload?
I'd say true talent.
You're absolutely right. Even though her show sucks, she is a great talent. Will Smith, true talent or a pantload?
Pantload.
Now, we still got him in the talent category. You know why? Because he's mercifully not released a record this year.
Oh, good.
Okay. That guy there had two, and I'm kind of hanging up. Did he have two right? Yeah, and I'm hanging up on him because I don't think that that guy is going to win. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's move on to our next caller. This is Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
How are you?
I am fine. Thank you, sir.
Here we go, buddy. Sarah Michelle Gellar, true talent or?
I'm saying a pantload.
Pantload?
Yeah.
You're right. She is in a bad way, too.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen, true talent or a pantload?
I'm an old guy. He's a talent, man.
He's the official pantload of the 2004 Olympics. So,
I'm with you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen was okay until he had to come back and do those, like, 50-minute jams on stage with the whole Born in the USA, rock and roll is religion. Oh, please. Okay, but you know what? I'm cynical. Why can't the man be happy? What's wrong with me? You know what? Phil Hendry, true talent or a pantload? He's a pantload. All right, let's go over to Brian. Brian, how you doing?
great. How you doing?
Good. Jennifer Lopez, a pallet or a pant load? A talent or a pant? I said pallet or a tant load.
She's a pant load, definitely.
What did we say she was?
She's a pant load.
I know, but I got to find out what the judges.
I mean, she's not a talent.
Okay, you got it. She was really good in that movie Out of Sight, but she is a pant load. You're right. Okay.
Exactly.
Let's see. Renee Zellweger, true talent or pant load?
Oh, we'll go true talent.
No, she's an old-fashioned pant load.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Somebody's going to tell me to. Okay, here's Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, Phil?
So what's our record so far is 2 in a row, and that was held by Tom quite a few calls ago. So let's see what you can do here,
All
Chris.
Right, buddy.
Tom Cruise, true talent or a pant load?
Oh, he's a pant load.
Tom Cruise?
You're kidding me.
Tom Cruise.
Mission Impossible 2.
Mission Impossible 1.
He's a self-important pant load.
Magnolia and Jerry Maguire.
Nah, he thinks he's too good for everybody. He's a self-important.
Goodbye. Let's move on now to, how can you say, okay, he may be, see, here's the thing. He may, as a human being, be disgusting, and that figures into whether someone's a pant load. But if their talent outweighs the pant loadedness of it, then you have to go to talent, don't you? Or is all of this, are our judges full of a pant load? All right, let's move over here to Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Very good. All right, here we go. Tom Cruise's former better half, Nicole Kidman, talent or pant load?
Absolute towering pant load.
You're absolutely right. She's a pant load with potential is the way we judged it. Macy Gray, talent or pant load?
Talent.
Absolutely right. But she may only have the one hit in her, so we'll find out.
We're going to find
out. All right,
yes.
Now you've got 2 in a row. If you get one more right, you now have the record of 3 in a row.
Okay.
Fidel Castro, talent or a pant load?
He is a total pant load.
Oh, dude! 40 years he's been on top.
I know.
Oh, you couldn't bring yourself to because you're calling Yeah, he is. He's calling from Miami. All right, buddy, thanks. He had 2 in a row, though. So we've got like 3 or 4 callers tied at 2 in a row. We'll move on to our next caller, which I think I've lost track, Mike. We're going down to Tom. Tom, hi.
Hey, hi.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm fine, man. Look,
here we go.
For years.
Thank you. Whoopi Goldberg, pant load or talent?
You know, I like Whoopi. I think she's a talent.
See ya.
Oh,
no,
man.
She, ever since she stopped doing the good stand-up, it's been downhill for her. All right, let's move on to our next caller, which is Justin. Hello, Justin. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Robert Downey Jr., talent or a pant load?
Acting ability, talent.
We got to go for the whole thing. So you're saying...
He's a talent. Why not?
He was once a talent. I think he's pant loaded it with these latest arrests. He's completely and utterly, he's without any redeeming. He's just bad. All right, here's Nanook. Nanook, how are you?
Fine, Phil. How are you?
I figured it wasn't a girl. Only a guy would have that kind of a sense of humor. And we're gonna go now for what we call our all-star team. We're gonna give you a bunch of names, and you have to tell us en masse if this group of people are true talents or pant loads. You ready?
Okay.
Here they are. David Spade, Norm MacDonald, Adam Sandler, Chris Kattan, Kevin Nealon.
God, they're all funny at times, but suck at others. I'm going to say true talent.
Nope. All-star team of pant loads, but thanks for playing true talent.
Thank you,
okay, man. God, are we too tough today? Are we too difficult today? I don't know. True talent or pant, I think we're doing, This is kind of average on how it works out. So far, our record has been 2 in a row, held by like 3 or 4 different callers. We'll see what we can do when we come back on another version of True Talent or Towering Belt-Busting Pant Load. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show at 1-800-449-8686, and you've joined us for another edition of True Talent or Towering Pant Load. And this is the game where you test your skill against our panel of judges to see whether you're truly culturally plugged in or you're not, and whether or not you know that an individual is a true talent or a towering pant load, I recognize is a judgment call, and I recognize it's subjective. You're going to have to recognize we win, you lose when it comes to who is what and how, okay? I'm sorry if I hurt somebody's feelings by saying that David Spade is a pant load. I don't necessarily believe that he is, but I said that group of guys taken together. Spade, McDonald, Sandler, Catane, and Kevin Nealon. That's it just isn't happening, okay? It's, by the way, for those of you in show business who are saying, well, you suck pretty hard too, Henry. I already said I was a pant load. So shove it. I was going to say something else. Wasn't I? I don't know, Mike. You wrote it on the screen. Okay, here is Steve. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Steve?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing real well. How are you?
Here we go, Steve. William Shatner, true talent or a pant load?
Easy, pant load.
You know what? He was a former pant load, now a talent. It's I don't know how to do it, but the Priceline things just sort of, although they are getting old.
Yeah,
thank
sure.
you anyway. All right, thanks. But he's still there. Let's go over now to, look at this. We have a woman, Anne, in Lake Placid. Oh, my God, a female. Anne, how are you?
Hey, Phil.
Nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you.
Well, here you go.
My husband and I are both big fans.
Who's that, dear?
My husband and I are both big fans.
Thank you.
Every night.
Well, thank you. All right, here we go. You ever watch that Weakest Link?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, Anne Robinson, true talent or a pant load?
From the commercials, I'd have to say pant load.
Oh, she's so talented. She's so funny. She's great. She's exactly what we needed.
Oh, I got to see the show.
All right. Watch it.
Okay.
By the way, my dentist's daughter is going to be on either Monday or Tuesday night.
Oh, okay. I'll
so just go. Henry's dentist's daughter is one of these people. I don't know who. Is it the guy there in the overalls? I said daughter, honey. Okay, thanks, Ann.
Okay.
Bye. Which one is my dentist's daughter? That would be the guy in the overalls. Okay, let's move on here to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Alex Rodriguez, true talent or a pant load?
Pant load.
And just because we're jealous of the money that he makes doesn't mean that he sucks. Thank you, sir. Here is Todd. Nobody can get past two in a row. Todd, how are you?
Good. How are you, Phil?
Tom Green, true talent or a pant load?
Total pant load.
No, Tom Green's funny. Thank you. Jesus, what's going on here? People are just blowing it. Last time we played this game, we had a lot more, we were connecting. Why would people say that Tom Green's a pant load? Just because he... Actually, you know, that last guy was right. No, I'm kidding. He's funny. Well, let's go over here and try another one. I think I've got Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Johnny, very good. Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, God.
True talent or a pant load?
Johnny
Knoxville. Now, I just said Tom Green. I said Tom Green was a talent. What do you think about Johnny Knoxville?
I'm going to go with talent.
He ought to fire to a pant load and jump in. But thank you very much. Now, this next one, this is going to be a giveaway because I don't know that anybody really knows. Hello, Drew. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Meadow Soprano.
Oh, pant load.
Meadow Soprano?
Yeah, trouser gravy.
Goodbye. What does that mean, trouser? Pant load is bad, dude. Meadow Soprano, what's her face? I forget her name, but she's great. She's beautiful. She's a great actress. This is what happens when I spend most of the day talking about how to make guacamole. Here is William. William, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, William. Rosie O'Donnell, pant load or...
She's a talent.
She's a what?
A talent.
Bye. She's a pant load and a half. Here is Tom. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Tom.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good. Oprah Winfrey, talent or pant load?
Oh, man. I'm going to say she's a talent.
You got it, brother. Paul Rubens, talent?
Paul Rubens, definitely talent.
That's two in a row. Let's go for three. Andy Dick, talent?
Andy Dick, pant load.
That's three in a row. Who are you? This is Tom. Tom, you're the best one yet.
Here we go, Phil.
For four
so
in a row.
You.
Thank you. Billy Bob Thornton, true talent or pant load?
Oh, man, that's tough. As an actor or director?
I am not answering that question. Many have asked, but few have gotten an answer. Billy Bob Thornton, true talent or pant load?
True talent.
He's still a true talent. He hasn't quite written anything as good as that line, I like potted meat, since then, but he's still a true talent. That's four in a row there for Tom. Let's go for five, Tom. This is another all-star team. And all of these men en masse, do they comprise true talent or are they a pant load? Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Bill Blass.
Well, they all make pants and they're all pant loads.
You're absolutely right. That is five in a row, if I'm not mistaken, Craig.
Six.
Oh, you've been counting, Tom. Okay, six in a row. Mike has the right count. Craig has been smoking dope since 4:20, so he's not counting very properly. He says five, you say six. I'm going with the six count. All right, you ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
P. Diddy, true talent or a pant load?
True talent.
true talent.
No, he's an eye-watering pant load. As Puff Daddy, he was a talent. As P. Diddy, he sucks.
Tom, I didn't know who he was anyway.
Hold on the line, because you may be our winner today, and it could mean some Phil Henry paraphernalia, of which I don't have any, but we'll send you some crap. Okay, so hold on, all right?
Okay, thanks.
If you win.
Okay.
Now, you got six in a row. We'll see if anybody can bust that record. We'll take the next call. Get that guy's name or something, Mike, or his name and his address and all that, okay? Beautiful. Now, where are we at here? Blake? Blake?
Yes.
Hi, are you a lady?
Yeah.
Okay, he put female with a question mark.
Oh.
What a moron, nice. Huh? Okay, ready to go, dear?
Yes.
Okay, the record is six. You need to get seven to beat Tom for the championship of true talent or eye-watering, belt-busting pant load. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Hugh Grant, talent or a pant load?
Total pant load.
That's one right. Joaquin Phoenix, talent or pant load?
Oh, man, I don't really know him. I don't know, true talent.
Did you see Gladiator? Oh, what did you say, true talent?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go, you're right. John Travolta, talent or pant load? You have two in a row.
Well, he's a Scientologist, so he's a pant load, but I have to say he's true talent.
What the heck? Okay, so which one?
True talent.
You got it. That's three in a row.
Okay.
Joan and Melissa Rivers.
Oh, God. Pant load.
That's four in a row. You're doing good here, Blake. Catherine Zeta-Jones, talent or pant load?
Oh, she's a talent. She's gorgeous.
She's a load. She's a load. She's a load. She's a load.
Oh,
all right,
close.
Blake, that you were so good, though. Thank you, Blake.
You. Love you.
God bless.
Bye.
Goodbye, my dear. Well, there you go, folks. It was Blake with four, but Tom wins with six. Do you have his name and address? We'll mail you something, Tom. I don't know what it is. How about just an autographed picture of me? Oh, you don't want that? Okay, well, that's all we have. And you know what? I have a few other extra names here that we could play for fun. And I think I'll play 16 right, 22 wrong. Now, the last time, is that about average? People will say, well, how do you determine? How does your panel of judges determine? You got to know when somebody's on the edge. You got to know when somebody's still on the upswing. And you got to know when somebody has begun the descent. Now, am I absolutely, positively right about all these people? Are our panel of judges? Well, probably not. I don't know. Maybe we are, maybe we aren't. We're an expert panel, so yes, we are. There, thanks. But you just got to kind of... Now, see, Whoopi Goldberg, people still like her as an actress. And yet she hasn't really busted out, in my opinion, as an actress ever since Color Purple. And she's not funny. I don't give a crap what you think. She ain't been funny since she did stand-up. Hollywood Squares, thank you. Whoopi to block, please. I mean, what is that? That's not what you want to hear. Renee Zellweger, people will say she's really cute and all of that stuff. But see, as men, we've got to go past that. Now, here's a really beautiful and talented woman. Who was somebody that was really beautiful and talented that we were talking about? Joan Cusack. Thank you. I'm just kidding. Who? No, I said she was a pant. All right, here was one that was on our list. Bridget Fonda. Talented, pretty, boom, the whole package. How about this? Cela Ward. And how about Sarah Jessica Parker, who some guys may not think she's the most gorgeous thing in the world? She's pretty, in my opinion, and very talented. So it isn't about looks. It's got nothing to do with that. It's about, you know, it's got to be, you got to the whole package. Renee Zellweger ain't it. I'm sorry, man. I've seen her in two, three movies. I don't know what what the story is, but it ain't happening there for me. Now, she was okay in that Jerry Maguire, that Me, Myself, and Irene. I'm still trying to figure out why she was in that movie. She was like, it was sort of an afterthought. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back on the Phil Henry Show, we're going to have Bud Dickman's weekly top 10. And, of course, he likes me to sing the jingle, so here it is. Bud Dickman's weekly top 10. And that's coming up next on the Phil Henry Show to kind of close out our week. Bud Dickman's weekly top 10, a list of the top 10 hits that you'll be hearing in the clubs and in your garage or wherever you listen to music. It's the Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Henry Show, and I'm Bud Dickman. Welcome to a weekly top 10 of Bud Dickman. Hello, everybody. I'm Bud Dickman. This is a Bud Dickman weekly top 10. We count down a big top record of the country. At number 10, just checking in brand new on the Bud Dickman weekly top 10, is the band Lifehouse. Hold on for a minute. At number 10, and quit it, I know how to do it.
Well, you're screwing it up.
Well, shut up. At number 10, brand new, is the band Lifehouse. Talk about your rocket ride out of obscurity. In just 3 years, Lifehouse doesn't suck anymore.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth. Closer to where I started, I'm chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've ever longed to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. Forgetting. Your invitation, you take all of
everybody told me that.
Shut up, you're on the air.
What do you mean I'm on the air? Oh, Jesus. Get me some cup of coffee too, and I want to don't light that pot in here because I'm on. Okay, that's number 10 on the weekly Bud Dickman top 10, Lifehouse, and a song is called Hanging by a Moment. We're gonna go to the request line now and talk to people. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, Bud, loving every moment of it, loving every minute of it, man. Today's 420, man. Can you hook me up with some Lenny Kravitz?
You bet. We'll hook you up with Lenny Kravitz at number 9, down from number 7. This is, again, Lenny Kravitz. I wish it would go away, but I guess not.
Yo, Bud!
What do you mean?
This is Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh! Ooh! Bad, man. Massive, massive, massive bummer.
Lenny Kravitz at number 9.
I don't give a crap what number he is, man. Why do I care?
That's Lenny Kravitz at number 8. Lenny Kravitz with a song, Again. Moving up into the charts, and it's brand new into the charts, is a song by... Turn off Lenny Kravitz, will you? It sucks. Okay. Moving up to number 8, brand new on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10, is Eden's Crush. We first met the members of Eden's Crush as part of a mass of women at an open audition to become, well, pop stars. And we talked to their producer, Bill Dickman, who's not related to me at all. And this is what he had to say.
I liked them right away. I thought that they were, I'll tell you, I went home and had a party with myself. And
okay, it's Eden's Crush at number 8.
There like a little wife, I was everything that you need, always in line. I was giving you, loving you, feeling your desires, but that was then.
Oh, this is rap music. I get it.
If love could choose sides,
I'm having a party with myself. On the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10, that's Eden's Crush and Get Over Yourself. That's going to be good. I know they're going to do gooder. At number 7, up from number 9, is Stutter by Joe featuring Mystical. We spoke with Joe about a song.
Yeah, so, you know, everything's good, and I dig it, and, you know, like that.
Here he is. At number 7, Joe featuring Mystical.
Sounds like some additive for oil or something, doesn't it?
Talk to me, tell me where you were.
That mean Joe with new and improved with Mystical.
Hanging out
late last night.
You're lying.
Jesus.
Cause you're stuttering. Now where were you?
Late last night.
Stop. Are you on here?
Yeah, man, I tried some of that Mystical the other day. You're supposed to clean engine parts with it, man, but it's a very mellow buzz.
That's great.
Gave me the runs, though, man. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Thank you.
On your cell phone, no answer.
Tell me why.
So I paid you on your two-way, still no response.
Tell me why.
I took care of you, I loved you, and you played me.
Tell me why.
Is this guy kidding? He paged her and called her on her two-way, and did you try to get her on the ham radio, man? Maybe she was on that. You putting me on. This is the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10, and that's Joe featuring Mystical and Stutter. Well, we're just getting warmed up here on the Weekly Top 10 with Bud Dickman. You know, we get letters and phone calls from people who around the world want to know what the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10 is all about. Here's somebody calling us from another country.
Yes, I love Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. I was wondering if you could play Butterfly by, what is it?
Crazy Town. Just pretend like it's the song you wanted to hear, you ass.
Crazy Town. Pretend like it's the song I want to hear. I'm an ass.
Well, thank you, sir, and we're happy to play that song that you call all the way from Sweden or whatever crap hole you live in. This is Crazy Town and Butterfly.
My lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly. Sugar, baby, come, my lady, come, my lady.
Did you see how good I hit the poster? Oh, shoot, I'm talking over the vocal.
Pretty little thing, this April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try.
We must alert our audience. These are white people singing. These are white people. Please don't adjust the knob.
She got sex appeal. I can feel. Too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, never.
Hey, you're on Bud Dickman's Weekly Top 10.
Yeah, man. Could you play Butterfly by Crazy Town?
I'm playing it right now, you dumbass.
All right, man.
You'll make your legs shake. You'll make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy.
Rhyming the word lady with crazy, that's Crazy Town. Rhyming lady and crazy, my baby and everything, you know, they're really good, aren't they? They're number 7 up from number 9, they're number 6, they're down from number 4. Joe featuring Mystical, he was up, but Butterfly by Crazy Town blows. Here's a beautiful song by Case, checking in at number 5, and that's where it was last week, number 5. Didn't move at all. Just no one cares about it. It's just sitting there. Well, as long as there's a long vamp at the beginning, I was born in 1968, actually. And the motorcycle I was riding was... I went into which... Okay.
Looking out my window. Nights are long and my days are cold because I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding?
I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go.
Hi, you're on Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. Where can I play on you?
Yeah, man, could you play Butterfly by Crazy Town?
How many times you want to hear it?
Oh, okay, man.
Yes, I am. Driving round, thought I saw you pass me. My rearview mirror's playing tricks on me, cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating.
That's probably it.
Cause my loneliness got the best of me.
Well, you're hallucinating because of the drugs what you take. There it is, folks. That's number 5 on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. That's Case and Missing You. When we come back, we'll have the top 4 songs of the week on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Yeah, man. Could you play?
I'm taking a break right now. It's bust my chops. Bud Dickman on the Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. I'd like to make an announcement. This next artist, Dido, does not have an L in their name. Last week, I said it was Dildo. I'm very sorry, because I know that that would be offensive. This song by Dido is debuting, well, did at number 6. It's up at number 4. Dido, which doesn't have an L in it, is a girl named Dido Armstrong. She's a sister of Faithless Mastermind and leading UK dance producer Rollo. So she's Dildo and he's Rollo. That's... See, there's something faintly erotic about all of that.
Rollo?
It isn't Dildo, it's Dido.
I'm sorry, it's Dido.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Like in Brazil, they only have one name over there in England these days.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window.
Hey, you're on the Bud Dickman Show.
Yeah, man, Dido was a goalie for Colombia in the World Cup, and Rollo was Nancy's boyfriend.
That's Sluggo.
Oh, yeah, Sluggo is a goalie for Brazil in the World Cup. Dido was a goalie, and Rollo, and Mark and Brian, I think.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just feels in pain. I missed the bus, and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again, and even if I'm there, they'll all imply.
Yes, another native of England trying to pretend like they come from the Caribbean, but they're white as snow. Dido with... Thanking You. Checking in at number 3 is Shaggy featuring Ravon. It was going to be Shaggy featuring Mystical, but Joe drank it all. Here it is at number 3, Shaggy. Listen to this song. It's all about how he's in prison and she waited for him while he was getting tats and getting ugly on. He's basically a punk criminal. But he's really, yeah, we don't care what you have to say. Listen to me. So anyway, he, gets out a lot of ugly, gets out of prison. Now he really digs his girlfriend. But of course, next week he may beat her up or something.
You're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling.
This one big party with when you're still young, but who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the
I've just been informed by my engineer, Shaggy featuring Rayon. Is that the sweater he's wearing? I don't understand.
Yeah. She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation.
There you go, through my incarceration. Look, I know it's tough for young black males these days, but Jesus. Should I advertise it?
Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
Hey, you're closer than his peeps, honey.
Amen.
I'd like to go on record as saying that the guy that signed this dude, Shaggy, yeah, should go to jail himself.
Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need.
Any record company executive that signs a gangbanger to a recording contract should be raped first, then see if you want to sign the guy to the deal. Thank you very much. Another thing, will you shut up? What?
You're not supposed to editorialize. Play the music.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's Shaggy with some kind of bull crap that he does. And coming in at number two. You guessed it. Oh, you didn't guess it? Well, it's Destiny's Child, in case you hadn't guessed it. Survivor, number two on a Bud Dickman Weekly Top Ten. Coming up next, your requests. Our weather, partly cloudy and continued mild. Don't forget about... Oh, okay.
I love my life, I'm feeling better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love hard.
Let me guess, you were incarcerated too.
Without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm cheaper.
Hi, you're on the Bud Dickman request line.
Yeah, man, could you play Butterfly by Crazy Town?
I already did.
All right, man.
Yeah, you're a survivor. Okay, that's number two by Destiny's Child. It's called Survivor, and it was named after the TV show, you guessed it, Temptation Island. Coming in at number one, it's Janet, as in Janet Jackson, but you should know it's Janet Jackson. That's why she just calls herself Janet. In other words, she treats all of her record buyers like maitre d's in a restaurant.
Edit.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Whoa.
Sucks.
Hey, man, 420, man, 420, man.
Oh, boy. Yes, would someone get Janet's coat, please? What's that, ma'am? You want phone service? And what's that name? Janet, all right. Should we list it that way? That's number one, and it was number one last week. And speaking of number one, that's what I gotta do right now. I'm Bud Dickman on the Phil Henry Show.